Second Corinthians 2:15. We all if this is true, of course, it's not very certain that they can agree if you're not a Christian. So the question for us this morning is, and we'll go on a lot of time here, let's be at 3 hours. We're not going to have a football game or something to get to after this. So we'll put our short time in. The question is this: what did Jesus mean to say? What is Jesus mean to you today? In the third chapter of the Gospel of John, there's a little story. Most of you have heard it. If you've been to Sunday school, you've probably heard it many times. Nicodemus comes to visit Jesus at night. And to get the rest of us already, what was going on, Nicodemus was going to have a little chit-chat with Jesus and sort of come up on the blind side, as we said. If you open your Bible, when you look at John 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you go back up a little bit, it says Jesus always knows what's in everybody's heart and mind. So if you're sitting here this morning, you're not a fool. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your mind. He knows you're truly true. He's got a spiritual stand with you. So he knew what was coming here. He saw this coming from a distance. And he sits down with Jesus and makes a little talk there. You know, he was by the way, the teacher of the teachers. He wasn't just Jesus' teacher at the seminary. He was the guy that had been at the seminary. He was the guy that should have known everything regarding the Jewish way of life. And he was his teacher. So, he's there, and Jesus, knowing what was about to come upon, if you play cards out here in San Francisco, perhaps you have an idea how card games work. Somebody gets Trump, right? You understand that? Somebody calls out Trump, and if you got the Trump suit, that would be pretty much everybody else is underwater, right? That's just pretty much how this is going to go if you got the Trump card. Jesus has Trump. He lays down and says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless a man is born again," the Greek translation there actually means, "unless he is born from above, he will not." He is not the distance that's suggesting this to you. He said, "He will not enter the kingdom of God." Jesus got the first hand. Pulled the cards in. Nicodemus was not trying to have a lion or a jack or something. He says, "I'm not there." He says, "Maybe we aren't supposed to get in here and get the bag inside my mother and we're going to run this earthly through." Jesus said to a man, "Well, we should have known this. That's the issue. You got to think. Jesus says to Nicodemus, "You are a master of Israel and you don't know this stuff. This is the basics. Why are you building or cooking or something? There's always basics. And what are the basics? Yeah, he should have known that stuff." So he plays his knife and Jesus plays cupping and says, "If you know your scriptures, and this one thing you really ought to get down, I just quote verse John 1:3. Nicodemus comes back to John 3:4, and then Jesus comes back to the trump card and says again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus, unless a man is born of the water," this separates the men from the boys in the Protestant community all over the world, "unless a man is born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot, he will not enter into the kingdom." Well, if you read the account, you'll find out that the Nicodemus didn't get any more cards. Jesus got the rest to write down. And that's one of the most beautiful chapters in the whole scriptures. If you want to know about this, and it's about the Bible here, or is this guy going to just go to the source, and you'll hear it. This point is not hard to understand. And of course, it's all tied together because Jesus says, "Where I live, Philosophy, or I'm an engineer, I've studied whatever. I don't. So and